Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Service cooking those eggs and bacon and ham, sausage, whatever it is, maybe some pancakes, that's good too. We're starting off the new year with some reflections from the last year a little bit here on the DJV program, all kinds of the usual potpourri of conversation. Jennifer Horn is the chief conversationalist at the moment along with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And by the time next week rolls around, hopefully Victoria will be back in full force, as it were, looking at what's going around. This one, before we get to life and death situations here, I think maybe we'll have a little respite until Monday as far as what's going to be on people's mind. Maybe we just have another few days of reflection. And one of the things to reflect on is whether to buy a one of these new vacuum cleaners, Jennifer, that is a robot vacuum cleaner.
I got one this year.
Did you?
Well, haven't hooked it up yet.
You'll suffer the same fate that a couple of people have suffered, startling homeowners, these new Roomba robotic vacuum cleaners are. There, I'm talking like Yoda now. These rogue vacuum cleaner reports coming in from one guy who got his gun out and sent his wife into the closet to hide because he thought somebody was in the house. And he called the police. The police came, and they said, "Sir, your vacuum cleaner is on." So is this
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, well, but I mean, how much automatic? What's the matter with the old way of, hello, take the vacuum cleaner and go vacuum our house?
What do you wants to do that, though? We want someone to do it for us, don't we?
Come on, give me a break. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so it's let's see whether or not this is sort of the to be or not to be portion of the program, to die or not to die, or doomsday yes, doomsday no. There were a lot of predictions that were made as we look back on the past year, actually the past 10 years, things that would happen by the end of the decade, this will happen, or by next year, this will be done. And some of those proved to be pretty fabulously untrue, right?
Yeah, just wrong. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And this is the time of year when everybody is looking back at lists, right? People who have have passed, or what we think is going to happen in 2020. So here are a few of the worst predictions. Many people would make predictions saying that by 2020, remember that? Everybody would use that as kind of the benchmark. Well, now, as time marches on, we're in 2020. So, the first debunked theory comes from the Washington Post. In 1990, the Washington Post reported in a front page story, quote, "Carbon dioxide is the gas most responsible for predictions that Earth will warm an average by 3 degrees Fahrenheit by the year 2020. Now, it has not warmed 3 degrees, and in fact, it said it could go up to 6 degrees warmer. They went on in the article to say the United States, because it occupies a large continent in higher latitudes, could warm by as much as 6 degrees Fahrenheit. 30 years later, that prediction has proved to be wrong. The Earth has warmed, however, just under 1 degree, according to NASA. And so while they were on the right track, they overpredicted a bit. Number two on the list, they say that by 2020, oil will effectively run out. CNN ran the headline. Exactly. CNN ran the headline in 2003 titled "World Oil and Gas Running Out." The New York Times reported in 1989 that untapped pools of domestic oil are finite and dwindling. And according to the president of Exxon, by the year 2020, there would be not enough domestic oil left to keep even Exxon Oil interested in the business. So there was number two that was debunked. By 2020, number three on the list, no glaciers will be left on Mount Kilimanjaro. That has not happened. Number four on the list, this is my favorite. 1 billion people will starve due to missing the tech revolution. Apparently, a billion people have not starved because of technology. But from 2000 to 2020, global extreme poverty actually fell by about a billion people, according to World Bank. So that's the good news. And then number five, by 2020, millions will die from climate change. No, they haven't yet. Obviously, it's a problem, and people want to talk about responsibility. But there are some pretty dramatic headlines using 2020 as the benchmark. And we're here, and those doomsday predictions didn't pan out.
Well, I think about some of that stuff, and there are things that it is becoming more and more, for me anyway, it's much clearer than it was 10 years ago, how the news media has disappeared and all this stuff has become advocacy. I think I was talking to somebody that wasn't on the air the other day about how really it's almost impossible to find out what really is going on if you depend on the news, but whether it's a newspaper, whether it's a radio news report, I think that's the safest bet. But even that is filled, especially CBS, with advocacy journalists.
And I just think people gin everything up. They take something like a real concern for a lot of people, climate change and global warming, and then they gin it up so much that people are...
Well, what's in it for you? All it does is make you more anxious, more full of fear. The anxiety factor goes up when you... Worry, you get yourself worried. There's so much fear-based thinking. There's so much worrying going on. To what avail? Remember, I think one of the greatest phrases that I ever heard was one person's definition of worry. It's a prayer for what you don't want to have happen.
Right.
So, and 99% of things that any or all of us worry about never come to fruition. So, you know, it's a twist of how the brain works. Sometimes people need so much drama in their lives today because there's so much drama around us that it just becomes almost second nature.
What was also kind of interesting is USA Today did some more cultural headlines that had been published about the year 2020. And so the predictions have been made over the past several decades that jetpacks, disintegrator rays, and nuclear energy were also all predicted as being kind of commonplace by 2020. They said that life expectancy will rise past 100. That has not happened yet. And this was another good one. Let's see. Let me find what I was looking for here. Oh, man. New computers. Computers will be invisible. Actually, mine just was. But that was number two on the list. Computers will be invisible in 2020. Right.
Yeah, like you sometimes see in the movie up on the screen, there's a holograph of what people are thinking.
They got some right, though.
Go ahead.
Said that they got some right. They said books will be all but dead. Paper books are not necessarily the wave of the future. They were right about that. Mm-hmm. And they also predicted, according to USA Today, number four on the list, the biggest prediction before 2020 was that your every move will be tracked. And while most people would argue that it's not every move, it sure feels like it with technology.
Yep. Sure as heck does.
Yep.
In a moment, let's overview with the start of the new year some of the new laws that are going into effect in a lot of states, of the federal laws that are changing as well here on the DJV program, where it's 14 after the hour.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Got a small or medium-sized business? Maybe you're a blogger or content creator. If you're looking to grow a broader customer base, one of the best ways to reach more people and promote your brand is online through GoDaddy. And it's never been easier to create a great website and then promote it. We asked GoDaddy's Anne Aragon how it works.
Never been more important to create a website for your business. So you mentioned earlier, GoDaddy is the place to come to get a domain, so name your idea, get it online, and then use our marketing tools to develop develop your online presence and a broader audience. So we've got about 19 million customers around the world, and we've got great support. So you can come get the tools and the insights and the people to help transform your ideas into success.
Find out more about GoDaddy and building your website at GoDaddy.com. And to have your product featured here, tweet me at TechItOutRadio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, 17 after the hour here on the DJV program. As we are anticipating a lot of changes, one of the things that bugs me about new laws is how do we know they exist? You know the old expression when you get stopped or somebody says, you've just broken the law. How do I know that? How do I know what the laws are? There are 50 jillion billion laws on the books. How are we supposed to know what they are? I think that's the most asinine thing for anybody to expect. You know, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Of course it is. I mean, think about who's going to know. I'm looking at some of the new laws that are starting as of the beginning of the year. Minimum wage goes up, right, in most states, doesn't it? In California, it does in Massachusetts. I think minimum wage going up. Income tax. Well, it depends on who you are, or where you are, or what the numbers are. But for some people, income taxes are going down a little bit. There are a lot of distracted driving bills that are going into effect. We have those here in California, but a lot of states have put them into effect, banning motorists from using electronic devices. Yes, I mean cell phones. Boys and girls, you can't do that if you're driving. Unless it's in, what, the hands-free mode. So you put it up on the dash.
You can't have anything in your hand.
Right. Now, how do they know? I have mine. I use mine and I put it in my lap sometimes.
The lights, I think, and probably looking down a lot, they're able to tell. I think it's one of those things where if they suspect that you're swerving or something like that and they pull you over and they see that phone nearby, you're going to get nailed for it. And it's no joke in California. You can't even, and what's hard is you have all those apps that give us directions places. You can't be touching them and looking at them if you're using Waze.
But how do you know where you're going? If you had a map and you were holding it up, wouldn't that be more distracting? It would seem to me that would be, well, pull over and look at it.
I think the one that's getting the most attention in California is AB5, which I'm not sure if you've heard about, but it literally kills the gig economy. So Uber, Lyft, Postmates, people who drive for those companies, they now, in California anyway, have to be hired as employees. They can no longer be independent contractors. This is such a shift, making it harder to do business in the state.
Yep. Well, that's California for you. Minimum wage increasing, as I said, for most, it's going up to, what is the national? Supposed to be $15 an hour, I think, in a couple of years, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Not nationally. I think in a lot of states are headed in that direction for sure.
The Paid Family and Medical Leave Act, that's affecting a lot of small businesses. I know it's affecting farmers, and they don't know what to do about it because it doesn't bode well for being able to hire people and afford them. And then there's the vaping law. All of the sales of flavored tobacco and vaping products pretty much going by the wayside, I think, as of right now, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken, all the vaping and not selling cigarettes to anybody.
The flavors are the big focus, yep.
Yeah. 21 after the hour on the DJV program. Hello, Happy New Year.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Love the intro to this song by the Stones. Great rock. I've said this before. It is the best rock intro of any. You want to start it over again, Tara? So people can understand why I say the intro.
Sometimes I feel like I'm living in a universe where it's just the same thing over and over again.
Really?
You can't play this song without asking this every time.
All right, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Here are the Stones. You can't get no satisfaction. Nearly a dozen documentaries about music legends, including the Stones, and U2, and Elton John, are nothing more than a delivery system for intentionally infringed materials. According to a lawsuit that's been filed, of course, the lawyers are at it again. A group of companies that own the rights to some of the most popular songs of all time are suing producers alleging the purported documentaries featuring these artists, as well as ABBA and Nirvana, Leonard Skinner, Red Hot Chili Peppers, used protected music. No permission.
Oh, my God.
Saying it himself. The infringing films are The Rolling Stones, Their Satanic Majesties, The Rolling Stones' Big Hits, ABBA, The Gold Singles, U2, Phenomenon, Part 2, Nirvana, The Path from Incesticide to Utero, to In Utero, Nirvana, The Ultimate Review, Elton John, In Performance, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Behind the Music, Red Hot Chili Peppers Phenomenon, and Leonard Skinner, Rock Case Studies. Amazon appears to have pulled these titles, but as of New Year's Eve, some of them were still available through Vimeo. Is that what it is? Vimeo? Video Music? I guess that's
yeah, Vimeo. It's just another video streaming site, kind of like YouTube.
A lawsuit filed in New York asks the court to declare the defendants willfully infringed on the copyright of all of these things in order that the copies of the films be they've ordered the films be destroyed and award statutory damages of up to $150,000 per infringement or actual damages plus the defendant's profits. So, what does that say for the future of that sort of thing? Using, I don't know. Do we think this is going too far? Or do we think this is legit in terms of whether they've got a case or not?
They probably do, don't you think?
Yeah, I would guess so.
Yeah, if these aren't, I guess, official documentaries that the band has signed off on and they're just random people making documentaries about the band, then
yep.
I guess
they're
they have
jam.
A point. Yeah.
Yep. 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer, Kara, you and me now focusing on Coldplay. And they're opening up this new decade on top of Billboard's Adult Alternative Airplay chart as their song Orphans is rising to number one. Do you know this song? I don't know.
I don't.
Office is, it's off their brand new album that they are going to release and tour on.
Let's see if it's... Sort of sounds like Martin, doesn't it?
Because it is.
It's Coldplay's 13th number one, tying them with U2 for the most number ones in the chart's 24-year history. U2 and Coldplay previously tied for the record between December of 2015 and October of 2017, before U2's You're the Best Thing About Me ruled actually on top of the charts for 7 weeks. So, let's see. The most number ones, 13 for Coldplay, 13 for U2. Dave Matthews has had 11. Jack Johnson, 9. Sheryl Crow, 7. The Counting Crows, 7. R.E.M., 7. So, that's the story up to date. 28 after the hour. That's me in the spot.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982. And now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. Call 800-734-5114. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight. The Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags, and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying, at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the DJV program, we're here with our daily bolt of goodness. The potential to help is certainly on our side. You can help. We're all here to help. Everybody is here to help. So hopefully you have a pleasurable day, a good day, anything that we can do to help make it better with some good stories, some thoughts, some things that you might like. I thought it was interesting that Amy McGrath has filed a run against Mitch McConnell, Jennifer, in the Senate race down in Kentucky. Remember her? She was a Marine combat pilot, and her mother was the former governor, I think. I'm not sure where that all fits at the moment. She was interviewed and pointed to Governor
Andy, is it Bashir? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, Bashir.
The fact that he won last month, saying that his victory gives momentum for Democrats there. Pretty much, Kentucky's been a pretty solid Republican state, hasn't it, for quite a long time?
Yeah, it's got those districts, though, the back and forth. See, this is what we forget about. Like, in other states, because you and I live on the coast, and so sometimes it's just dominated by one party. Yeah.
Right.
So, yes, there are solid states in the center of the country, for sure, that stay Republican or Democrat. But Kentucky's one that it's not totally unusual for Democrats to hold office. You still have a lot of Democrats representing in Congress the state of Kentucky. So, yeah, I mean, is it a blue wave because the governor's Democrat? No. I mean, the governor before last was a Democrat. So it's not unusual for them to mix up the balance of power a bit.
Now, what do you know about Amy McGrath? Anything?
Not too much. But look, Mitch McConnell, everybody wants to take him on because I don't necessarily think he's vulnerable. I think he'll probably do just fine. But
he ran for Congress a couple of years ago and lost to the Republican incumbent. But, you know, who knows?
Makes you think if you do that, are you going to be able to beat someone like Mitch McConnell, who's going to get fundraising from all over the country?
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's probably an uphill battle for her, but gosh, anything can happen.
Yep, you're right. Speaking of uphill battles, I thought it was interesting. Everybody wants to get in on the act. This is where I wish that politicians would stay on their side of the street. And it, not that we should not be able to say what's on our minds, but does it have more merit because Mark Hamill says about the impeachment, he tweeted, the common sense question here that every American ought to consider is, quote, why would an innocent man bar witnesses who could exonerate him from testifying in the trial? And so that's gotten a lot of traction. Is there a good answer to that? I guess there probably is if you're...
Well, I think you've got a lot of privilege that privileged information, national security, that is tied up around the people with him. And I would say if that's true, and I think most of the time people who are telling the truth will tell their story, then why wouldn't Democrats bring up the whistleblower or Adam Schiff or Hunter and Joe Biden? It's so true on... I mean, it's just there's so much hypocrisy depending on the side of the aisle that you're on. It's
It sure is.
If you're going to call for one person to testify, call for everybody to testify. Bring it on.
Thank you. The governor of Illinois over the weekend pardoned 11,000 people who were convicted of marijuana. Marijuana offenses, I guess is the word, for low-level marijuana convictions. Thousands more are now eligible for pardon now that marijuana is legal in the state. It kind of underscores, I don't know if hypocrisy is the right word again to use here, Jennifer, but the ridiculous focus that we've had for so long on stupid stuff, taxpayer money going to chase people around because they're smoking weed. If you're smoking weed and you're doing yourself harm, you're not doing anybody else any harm, and it was made illegal for rather questionable reasons in the first place. So the Governor Pritzker, said if you were possessing less than 30 grams of cannabis, you should have that expunged from your record. And, you know, that's what helps or keeps people from getting jobs, sometimes getting housing, benefits, that sort of thing. Adult recreational use of marijuana. Also, we were talking about the new laws that went into effect the beginning of the year. Marijuana has become legalized in a lot more states as well. So, according to the governor's office, Jennifer, 116,000 convictions with people in jail for possession of 30 grams or less of marijuana. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That is pretty crazy.
It really is. The amount of money that it costs to have these people incarcerated.
Well, and the real criminals that are wandering around.
Exactly.
I mean, I get it if this is a way for them to try to get at some of those criminals, but possession crime for people to be sitting and rotting away in jail just doesn't seem to make any sense, especially like in my state of California where now like people can steal. You can steal up to $1,000 worth of stuff and it's a misdemeanor. So
that's anything?
A car for somebody.
Go to somebody,
Anything. You can go into Walmart. You can go into someone's home. You can go to whatever. You can steal up to $1,000 worth of stuff, and California calls that a misdemeanor now. Let's reprioritize who's really doing the bad stuff.
Yes, good idea. The fellow who was this white nationalist, trying to remember his name. Remember the guy that ran for the Senate in Florida a couple of years ago? Was a speaker at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. He was arrested on charges of kidnapping and domestic violence. I don't know what the reason I bring it up is because I don't really know that we can get anywhere. His name was Augustus Sol Invictus. That's his name. Arrested at a mall. And, you know, the warrant issued from South Carolina. He was an out-of-state fugitive. He was accused of kidnapping, domestic violence, possession of a firearm during a crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is there something, is there a twist to this because he was in the Unite the Right rally? Is there, does that make it more meaningful that this guy is a scumbag that he was at? What is that? Is that just a way of taking a shot at the right because of somebody? That's really kind of what it is, right?
Yeah. I, to go back to the words of our great President Donald Trump, there are good people and bad people on both sides of the equation. I think people use this probably as a branding opportunity to try to brand certain groups. But look, if this guy is no good, he's no good. And I don't know if that influences the guy he lives next to, but certainly it seems that he's got questionable judgment, judging by the people that he's hanging out with. So doesn't surprise anybody that he probably did something wrong.
Yeah. As I look around, you know, we all spend a lot of time every day looking for things that are of current import that either are in the mainstream that we want to make comments about or things that are kind of crazy and you wonder, huh, does this really happen or did this really happen? So here's one of those, you can figure out yourself. There's a woman who lived, we were in Kentucky a minute ago talking about who was running against Mitch McConnell. This woman gave her probation officer a sample of her dog's urine during her drug screening. Her name is Julie Miller, arrested on a charge of tampering with physical evidence. She was charged with a parole violation.
How did she
force
her dog to tinkle in a cup?
I'm not too sure. Some of the stuff that I saw, this woman really looks like a piece of work. Right next to that story is the story of a woman who drinks urine to make herself look more beautiful.
What are you reading, the P Times? Where do you get that publication?
Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete's no longer
speaking
Mayor
of peas.
Pete. Yeah, peas, right. Thank you. So his term was up the end of the year, so he didn't run again.
Well, now what are we going to call him? No one can say his last name, so now what are
we going to say? I'll still call him.
Mayor Pete's all right.
Yeah, still okay. Speaking of people who are in trouble also, going back to the P person, a judge has ordered Alex Jones to pay $100,000 in legal fees. The people who sued him, remember that defamation case down in Sandy Hook, Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
Neil Heslin, the father of the school shooting victim, sued Jones, alleging that he falsely accused him of being an actor and lying about the death of his son. He previously said the shooting at Sandy Hook was a hoax. The judge in Texas handed down the order saying Jones and his lawyer purposely ignored a court order to present witnesses and other materials to Heslin's attorneys. That's because they didn't have any. The judge reportedly said Jones' actions should be treated as contempt. So that ruling and then another one was issued on the same day. Jenkins denied Jones' motion to dismiss the lawsuit. So he's now on the hook for $100,000 in that case. There's a guy who I don't consider a brethren when it comes to this. There are points to how far you can go. I mean, he's got an audience, and he sells a lot of product. And I'm not sure which comes first. Does he sell a lot of product because he's got an audience, or does he have an audience because he sells a lot of product?
It's the elusive equation.
Yeah, it really is kind of an elusive equation. But I don't see... I mean, listen, he's got a point of view, and he ought to be able to express it. Whether we agree with it or we don't, I just think the guy is a... Not my cup of tea. But he's got... he has some interesting things to say, for sure. And whether or not you like him or you don't like him doesn't mean he shouldn't be on the air. It just means you use
you know, you judgment. Yep. It doesn't mean
our power with consumerism is the huge thing. I don't know if that is even a word, but we get to choose who we consume and what we buy.
It's called freedom of speech.
And that's the power, yep.
Freedom of speech. Here's something that you ought to pay attention to if you're interested in your own health and well-being. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, in the current podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, that's where the podcasts of the Good Day Health Show appear, GoodDayHealthShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, how to avoid bacteria. And that's one of the big stories that we overview. So if you're interested in your health and well-being and you want to avoid bacteria, the conversation started, I will tell you, as a result of what happened to me and whether or not I had bacterial pneumonia or viral pneumonia. And Ken explains how to avoid these bacteria in this podcast, the most recent one at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Did you know that your home Wi-Fi can be tracked by websites, search engines, social networks, and others? The only way to really browse anonymously is with a VPN, or virtual private network, where you download it, launch it, and then launch your web browser. Georgia Wheatman is an expert on VPNs.
I mean, usually a user will download the software onto their computer, like you said, launch it, and then they'll be able to do all their browsing, and all your traffic will be routed through the VPN. But it's not just anonymity. It also can help you with having better control over who's monitoring your activities, your physical location even. You could make it so that they couldn't see where you were. And that'll make it harder for bad actors to intercept your internet traffic and those credentials and everything we talked about.
More is at bulbsecurity.com. And if you want to have your product featured here, tweet me at Tech It Out Radio.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken, the questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen three consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying in the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way, when you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is saying.
Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide.
Suicide, yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, you know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies and the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything it can help. That's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful. And there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well-maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, do you tell them, oh, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that, or is just that something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product, and then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately you have to pay your bills or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of, you know, whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money, but there are some issues that are so acute, high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems, and you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 59 past the hour.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.